Shifters, I know the date was 420 the other day, but we should always have clear eyes. You know we can get some clear eyes. Chemist Warehouse. Jordan, what do you like to say also? We've got a clear heart.
Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose, baby.
That's it, baby. Clear eyes. The number one place you should go, Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah. Out lights.
No. Proud sponsors of the morning shift.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go. Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush.
It's too late to turn back now.
The morning shift. Powered by Uno Media.
Everything in between, it's a get a Friday. We here for our morning shifters, from our misters to our sisters. Yeah. We back for another show, just in case you missed out. Do the dishes. Yeah. Powered by You Know Media. We back, baby, we back.
Kia ora whanau, stay blessed.
No stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't, real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully, we're number one of your hearts.
Let's get it Friday!
You know what? Part of the week, baby.
If you're listening right now, you're like us, disorganized. You should have taken this day off as well. If you're working today, man, come on now.
A lot of people did, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people did. Hope you had a good Anzac Day too, Fano.
Without a doubt. Hey, what is on the show today? Mark, you flipped up last minute on us.
Yeah, I have indeed. You know how Jordan always goes on about how he's got that love that none of us can acquire?
Hey, man, I can only speak my truth. You know what I mean?
Well, I think I might have the clue. I'm going to give you, I found them, the five stages of love and where you sit in those stages in your relationship.
Oh. Is this a G-up? I feel like this is a G-up.
Nah, definitely not a G-up.
I trust you.
I'm one to trust.
I've got a question about, I had a thought about when we get to heaven. That I want to throw your guys' way.
See, I like when Brooke's in his brain bag. Because I like seeing what's going on in there. It's very, very entertaining.
Welcome, Jordan.
And listen,
what are you talking about today?
Brooke, I got you. Every now and then, you know, a lot of people do facts, but they do them too often. You know, you got to give facts a good break, and then you got to come in heavy
facts
with some mind-blowing factuations. You know what I'm saying?
We got that. Some VUAs are in there as well. And then we wrap up, because we didn't do it yesterday, the gaming shift there as well.
Yeah.
Correct. But we always start the show with an absolute
boom.
And Mark, you got those on us today, baby.
Yeah, you know what, you guys, I know that I've been hard on AI. I'm very, very hard on AI.
Oh.
But should I be?
Oh.
Is the talent mine? Or is it AI's?
What you doing?
I invite you right now to vibe.
Step into the morning shift where we uplift. Jordan, Brooke, and Mark, you are marked. The power shift spreading good vibes through the airwaves. We transmit from New Zealand to the world. Positivity, we come in. We wake up the streets with a fiery flow. Dropping wisdom like bombs, making heads glow. From the mic to the headphones, our energy grows.
Okay.
Every morning off Spotify, we put on a show. We bring the heat like the sun rising on the horizon. Our words are infectious, minds reopen.
Did you
take
make
you on
this
a
mark?
Journey, no matter.
Get
away from the power of the morning shift. Call me undone.
For the first time in my life, I've actually sat there and gone, maybe, just maybe, there is some room for AI to help us.
So did you cue that AI and you just, it made us a track?
That's what'd exactly how it works.
Like, what did you, yeah, can you
guess
what you what
I'm embarrassed,
just
I don't want to write that. No. But it was basically, it was that simple to be able to make a track these days where we've got AI backing us and it just comes up with what it has to spit out. That's what it spat out on the description. It was very simple.
Hey,
I'm mad at it. Hey, I'm feeling like we could be making our own tracks here. We could be DJs.
This is easy.
DJ Marky Mark. What?
Let me do that again. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, the other day.
How are you going, buddy?
Hey, man.
You tell our story, man.
My bank account is down right now.
You and me both, my boy.
Well, the other night we went to a fundraiser night. I want to get this right, actually, so just bear with me one second. We went to a fundraiser night where there was basically an auction.
Yeah, there was. It was an incredible night. For starters, just to set the scene, Mark, it was set at Eden Park, upstairs in the box office lobby. So it's a nice place to go. Great establishment.
It was actually called the Pacific Spinal Gala Dinner, raising funds to support spinal injuries in Samoa and Fiji. It's actually been going for
a while now,
10 years. Richie McCaw actually got sparked it up, and it's kind of just continued ever since with the help of Return to Paradise, which is a resort in Samoa, but a lot of the rugby community, like Eric Rush, he was...
Let me tell you about Eric Rush.
Eric Rush was emceeing the night. He's fabulous, isn't he?
Eric Rush was incredible. He was a... Look, how far can I go with this, Jordan?
You know what? You can go with it. It is what it is. We locked in, you know?
Yeah, it's surely. Eric Rush, legend of the game, seven superstar. If you walk around New Zealand, basically everyone knows who
All
Eric
black.
Rush is. All Black.
Blues.
He's also...
East Tamaki Rugby Club.
He is going to be Jordan's father-in-law one day. And he will give Jordan a run for his money. This man was hilarious on the mic.
I think he got it, bro.
He was up there, Hammy, and I was kicking their points. You know, I was hooting and hollering. Jordan, you and...
Brooke was hitting me like, he might have you.
I
didn't say I had him. He is hilarious, bro.
Hilarious.
I've known him for a while because I've been to a couple of talks that he's done, and I think he's one of the... our best MC.
Effortless on the mic.
He's one of the best MCs. Anyway, so we go to this Pacific Spinal Gala dinner and there's a lot of auctions happening. And it's funny because we were sitting on his table, but there was my partner, her cousin, her brother, me and Brooke. So our table already looked a bit small for what it was. But then other people joined us, I think, that kind of didn't have a seat, which was nice. My auntie was one of them. But I felt like we kind of all agreed, like, excuse me. This was funny because our table wasn't bidding on nothing. Like, we were a little bit embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're just here for the food.
They were looking our way.
Oh, no, but Brooke had other ideas, Fano. Brooke had other ideas. So the All Black jersey went up first, and we were like, we don't need an All Black jersey. I tried to GM up. I was like, Harvey's on 500. Let's bid. He's like, nah. And then I remember Brooke's actually friends with a lot of All Blacks, and he's probably got one of Paddy's All Black jerseys already framed on his wall in his room.
It's Aki's one.
On the ceiling. Mm. Oh, Aki's one, yeah. Sorry.
But anyway, keep going.
Wrong All Black, sorry. Same crew. But then this Cook Islands trip package comes up.
You can't see, don't tease me with the Cook Islands, baby.
And
oh, where?
And it's valued at $3,156, I remember. 3156. The thing is, I actually still don't remember what was in the package.
Yeah, that threw me a little bit, the text you sent me last night.
And I found out that it didn't include flights.
Oh.
Does it not?
So we get to like, it gets to like 1500, and Brooke looks at me and he's like, let's go.
Bye.
He's like, Harvey's.
Bro, at that point we're paying 750, we're saving big.
I look at him, he's like, I love the Cook Islands, bro. And then I'm just kind of like, I've been wanting us to kind of get involved just so that our table doesn't look shameful. You know what I mean? Like, I want people to think like we got money we don't have. You know what I mean? They don't need to know that. So then we I think we throw up at like 1600.
And did it with confidence. It was like a money wave throw.
Like, yeah, like, it was hey, like, hey, us two, oi, yeah. He's like, yeah, gonna get 1600, can I get 1700? You know, whatever they talk.
They get moving, bro. They get moving over there.
But then we kind of spark it, and it goes like 17, 18, and then someone goes 19. Someone's like 2,000.
We're looking back and forth at each other at this point, too. Two's a lot. Two's changed.
And then
a
we're
bunch.
Talking, someone's like 2,100. And then Brooke's like, nah, bro, that's us. So then we're like, yeah, 2,200. So that's 1,100 between us.
That's a bargain to me.
And then the energy just kind of gets taken out of the auction, and you know that those silent spots start happening.
And the guy, it happened awfully quickly. Like, he didn't really give anyone else in the room a chance to get back in. Like, their brother,
this value's at 3,100, so I'm thinking they're not going to stop around 2. You know, we'll be able to ease out.
We'll
you know, it'll
fun.
Go to 2,800, 2,900, maybe get to 3, and then we can say, hey, look, we had a chance. Anyway, no one else bids.
Oh,
he keeps looking over at us. 2,200. 2,200. Can we go anyone? 2,300. 2,300. No.
Keep
looking back at us.
We'll take 50. We'll take 50.
Sold
to these two clowns over there,
bro. They had an FBOS person at our shoulders. 10 seconds later,
Oh, who F-posted that much money? Did you just go halves on it?
I think they had like everything available. F-post, check, credit card.
Oh my goodness. So did we learn nothing from sorted.org?
Well, I didn't know that there was no flights. That flight
no
thing.
Flights? So what happens to this trip?
I was actually reading it, bro. It's like a full-on like couples, like it's for two people.
Wait, that's us, my mate.
Yeah, it
but
is.
But also, it's my... Poor partner Nat's sitting there looking at me like,
nah, you know what, Brooke? But I had backs. Like as soon as like we'd finished, Brooke goes, you can just take Nat, it's all good. And I was like, nah, that's us. And then Brooke goes, yeah.
We also get to go to Captain Thomas. Don't forget about that. Oh, there's a couple of things we can do along the way. So yeah, Mark, we're still up.
I feel like that boat needs to go to Aitutaki.
You gotta get right there. You gotta get there. You still need to spend flight money.
Well, we've got till the 31st of March 2025. So
what I will say, look, it was great to give back to that kaupapa helping spinal injuries in Samoa and Fiji. Shout out to I forgot
Paradise,
who I'm shouting out
Return
to.
Of,
Return to Paradise Return to in Paradise, Samoa, yeah. They ran the event too. Love that. Let's get into Daily Bread.
Kia ora na.
That's us, baby.
Daily Bread, breaking bread
with the news of today.
Kia ora Anna, indeed. On April 26th, that is 117 days deep into the year, 249 left to get her day.
Get her day.
It's World Pretzel Day today. Are we fans of the pretzels?
You know what?
Never really been.
I hit about 25 years old and I got over myself. I like a pretzel.
It's an age thing, is it?
I went to America, had like one of the, like a big pretzel, but it was kind of like soft dough inside. And with the, you know, well, why does that sound wrong? It was great. I loved it.
Oh, happy Pretzels Day. It's also World Women's Wellness Day, where we encourage women to
absolutely
be well in both mentally, spiritually, and physically.
100%. Maybe today we can ask women, are they well? And then if they have some kind of reaction, say, no, it's Women's Wellness Day. Just checking in.
Ah, see what you did there. It's also World Intellectual Property Day.
Yo, I got a lot of IP.
Yeah, the IP one's a strange one, isn't it?
Especially jumping over here, wasn't it? There's a lot of things we weren't allowed to bring over here.
That's all.
So happy World Intellectual Property Day.
Okay, love that. Are those the days, Mato Mark?
Those are all your days to celebrate.
I love that. Kill hey, that. Guys, we all know Caitlin Clark. She has took the world by storm in women's college basketball. She is set to sign with the WNBA. She's only set to make $86,000 in her first year on her contract. That seemed to be turning a lot of heads for some reason. Maybe the fact that she's a massive global superstar, but the WNBA hasn't, you know, got that money to pay players yet, which I'm sure they're working on, some kind of deal. But that's when the big offers come through and that's where you earn your money. But it has been revealed what the other sports brands offered Caitlin Clark. Should we go through?
Oh, her endorsement deals?
So Nike, they got the big money. They got the big vision, and I think in terms of marketing, in terms of narrative, they really nail it. So I'm glad she signed with them. But they basically
she's been playing in Kobe's too.
Actually, I'll tell you what Nike gave at the end. So okay. Under Armour, they said $16 million for 4 years.
Nah,
which isn't not bad.
It's
that's
not bad
for
but
4 years.
It higher.
You think?
You compared to she's going to change the game.
Well, there's always that conversation about the eyes that are actually watching the WNBA.
She's going to change the game. Correct. So I give her like Steph Curry vibes. So
Puma,
and she's gonna do a lot.
This is why Puma annoys me, because she walked out of the room because they started their bidding at $3 million.
Yeah, and they're paying big money. So
she just walked out of the room.
Yeah, fair enough. That's disrespectful.
She just said walked away. $3 million. Adidas said $6 million for 4 years. That's why I thought Under Armour was pretty good. $16 million for four, because she ended up signing for 8 with Nike.
But 8 years?
She signed 8 years with Nike, but they offered her $28 million. So she'd probably get $10 million by the end of it, eh?
Oh, I would have thought she would have got more than that too. I mean, still, don't get me wrong, that's a bag. That's an incredible amount
of money.
That's
a bag.
But what she's about to do, I just...
Maybe we look at the positive side of it, where she is knocking down the door for other female athletes.
For the future, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be one through the door that won't get what they probably deserve. But that's huge money for a female athlete, which sounds terrible coming out of my mouth, but it will change as years go on, especially with Caitlin Clark getting that.
Oh, definitely.
Knock the door down money. That's what we'll call it.
Love that. Shout out to Caitlin Clark.
I got a couple ones. Ye has confirmed that Vultures 2 is scheduled to release May 3rd.
Maybe that's why he dropped that remix, to get the blogs talking.
Yeah. I would be surprised if he does actually drop May 3rd, just from the history of what he's dropped how he's pushed albums out. But that's what he said, is that May 3rd will be Vultures 2. And then in Milan. So in Milan, obviously they love ice cream. They love the gelato. They love pizza. Mm. They're looking at putting in this new law, which I find fascinating because tourism is such a big point there. But the new law in Milan is that there will be no ice cream and there's no pizza.
What?
After midnight.
No, what?
No, after midnight. There's always a...
You can't be trusted, can you?
What? Well, that's it.
Walking off to the freezer, huh?
So the tourists obviously want to go. You go over there, you live the lifestyle. That's great. But as if you're a local living around these ways, because they tried to do this back in 2013.
Wow, what's the reason? Unhealthy?
Rubbish. Tourists get over there and they just you just leave your rubbish floating around. Mm. And it's just late. Like they just live a lifestyle over there.
Where, but that's their lifestyle, right?
I guess it's part of where you live.
They have a siesta. Which has got to be part of it. Why don't we have siestas? Seriously.
They're the best. That makes it hard for a business to stay afloat, especially if they are like tourist driven. And yeah, it's all about tourism. And then all of a sudden they're being told, no. No selling ice cream after midnight.
We should protest. I mean, who doesn't want a slice of pizza after midnight?
I mean, it's not great for us, though, is it? I mean, it probably helps.
I mean, do we care, though? We're on holiday, brother.
True.
We're on holiday, brother.
Are we, though? Do we get flights to go to the holiday? I mean, that's what this
is.
Tell you what, Raro donuts are on sale after midnight of Raro. Let's boom.
Let's see.
That is your daily bread, guys. Breaking bread
with the news of today.
This is the morning shift.
Kia ora te whānau. If you're like me and you've listened to this podcast for some time, you will know that there are three members of the staff on the mics. Plenty behind the mics, and we love them, but three on the mic with three very different love situations. Brooke.
Yes, Mark.
We'll bypass you for now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Brooke's in love with himself.
Mm, Jordan. A love that we should all know.
It's all right. It's good.
And some of us had to know. Sorry.
That's where it starts.
Myself, married for some time. And then Jordan. A.K.A. Romeo.
I'm smiling already. Sorry. Stop it.
The love carnival.
Come around the corner to the love carnival.
Jordan, honestly, constantly says to us, he hopes that we find love like his.
Get to experience.
Yeah, we get to experience just the essence of the love that he has, which is confusing for a lot of us because we think we have love. He's not the kind of guy that'll break it down for us and tell us what that love is that we look to experience. We don't even know if we would be experiencing it. However, today, shifters, I may have cracked the code.
I'm all ears.
I'll give you a fish, but I don't want to teach you how to fish. You know
totally.
What I mean? You know what I mean?
And here, what I'll do is I'm going to put this fish on the table. And all I need you, Jordan, is to say, mm-hmm, and approve of this fish if, in fact, it is the love that you experience.
That raw eco, baby.
Well, none of us are experts here, eh? We can't, you know, I don't want anyone to think that I know more than anyone else, but I probably do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the five stages of love. Now, this is a long clip to play out, and I will give it credit. But take a listen and see where you fit in these five stages within your relationship. Because I think Jordan's got all five.
So there's a thing called the five stages of relationship. It's like five levels of like depth that you can go in a relationship with someone. And what's so crazy about it is that something like 88% or almost 90% of people never even make it to stage three, let alone stage five. So quickly, I'm going to share with you what the stages are and what you need to like be on the lookout for when you want to go from one stage to going deeper to the next. So the first one is the honeymoon phase. We've all felt this before. It's when you have rose-colored glasses on, you first meet someone, you'll feel it for maybe 6 months to a year, potentially a little bit longer, and it's just those overwhelming feelings of, oh my God, this person's amazing, I love them so much. And the reason why you feel that is because you're bonding on the similarities that you share together. The second phase after the honeymoon phase is called the power struggle phase. And this is when you start noticing the differences in your partner and you start seeing, oh, all those similarities don't seem as great anymore because I see all the differences. This is what's really interesting about this phase. There is two different ways that people can go. They either stay in it forever, which is the old couple that still bickers and fights. They're literally still stuck in the power struggle phase. Or people end up breaking up. They say, nope, this is too much. I can't love you for your differences. I can't do this with you anymore. And what they end up doing is they go back to the honeymoon phase, but with someone else. And they repeat this very toxic cycle of honeymoon, power struggle, breakup. Honeymoon, power struggle, breakup. So the way to get out of this and actually move on to phase three, which is adaptation and acceptance, you must be able to accept the differences in your partner, understand that they may never change, and if you can still love them for that, then you're doing amazing. But it's also key to be able to adapt. You are creating a new energy of using the likes and the differences between you two to create something brand new. Now, genuinely, most people don't even make it to this phase. It is very difficult to do, yet all human beings are on this path. Eventually, you're going to get it. And like I said before, the key is to not hit the power struggle phase and just give up to go back to honeymoon, because that feels better for your nervous system. It's instead to use some consciousness and be able to push through into this new third level. Now, the fourth phase is commitment. It's when you actually fully accept the person commitment for who they are, and you commit together to building a really powerful, beautiful life that you two can share for a long, long time. And finally, the fifth phase is oneness. It is when you are so in tune with each other that you're literally, you're one. You know each other like the back of your hand. You actually know your partner better than they know themselves.
I mean, I can't talk on this.
Neither can I. You know I can't.
But Jordan, I place this fish, the five stages of love, in front of you. Let us know if that's on the money and that's a good guide to go by, to experience just a tiny bit of love that you have.
I think. Look, it's honestly, it's really hard to feedback. It's really hard to feedback because, as much as I talk about it, you know, the gems I keep in my heart and to myself.
As well, you should.
Because, you know, everyone thinking they have access to something so sacred, will also get you. However, I'm willing to be vulnerable enough to share my thoughts on what I've just heard. So he talks about the five stages I wrote down: honeymoon, the power struggle, accept the differences, commitment, but I heard that commitment together, which I assume is you're committing to the vision that you have for yourselves after knowing the differences and things like that. I don't think it means, he just means commitment. You have to have that from the honeymoon. You have to,
before. That's what I would have thought too.
And then the in tune, the oneness. I think he raises some really good points. Oh, I think he raises some really good points. I'm not saying that this should be the guide, but it definitely has some points that I think you should think about. The hard part is, like, what I'm struggling with is, what do you call, like, all five in a stage, you know? Because that's what I'm experiencing right now. You know, the honeymoon phase is still there. You know, there is no power struggle because the power is in the acceptance, you know? The commitment is right there, because I feel like individually we committed to ourselves and our own journey first.
Preach.
And then the oneness is... Shush.
It sounded like the Infinity Gauntlet. And he got this gem, put it in. This gem, put it in. This gem, put it in. He had all five.
I knew I was going to...
you click your fingers.
I was going to squirm when Jordan started to talk. I knew that it was going to... I didn't expect it to squirm so quickly. But no. You know what? If anyone out there is in a relationship and they feel like, you know, they needed something, there's five stages of how someone views the relationship, and Jordan gives it a semi-tick of approval. Just a like, there's certain bits in there that he reckons you could probably take from it.
I will say one thing. I think one thing, like, to that I think about, because we're in here for the long haul, and I don't have a lot of experience in terms of, like, you know, end of the year we've been together 2 years, but, like, I think the in tune thing, it's probably still important to reinvent things in your relationship in terms of, like, where you're at, where you're going, and just recognize that there are seasons. Because obviously, like, once you're in tune, like, there's probably a sense of, like, you probably feel like, I know you, you know me, it is what it is. But you got to keep checking in, you know, like, and recognizing, you know, this season, that's what I was. I'm moving into a different season now. And that I think that's what keeps it kind of exciting. Or can't. Shut up.
I knew we'd get something, bro. Okay, I knew we'd take it with us.
Shut up.
I
was like, boring. That was actually pretty good.
That was great.
That was good.
Thank you, Jordan.
But also the constant.
He's still going.
Also the constant, like, if you find someone that's committed to to looking at themselves and they support you looking at yourselves, you realize that like you change because your outlook on things, you might unpack more of your trauma, and then you realize, oh, I've landed on a new way of thinking and a new way of feeling, and then you have to readjust to that, and then you support that, and then that happens for you and they support you and you change. So I think there is still so much movement to happen in a relationship, even though it can feel the same or you are effectively the same people, but there's still like so much movement that can happen when you support each other to grow in what they're doing, you're doing for yourself, and then how what that looks like together.
Readjust. So much movement.
I'm gonna clip. Honestly, I can hear you guys vomiting.
Keep
I can smell the vomit, and it's rude. It's rude, shifters.
No.
It's rude. I can hear that. But clean your brush. Go brush your teeth. Go brush your teeth.
Mark, clip that. Send that to Eric Rush.
Don't
be in
clip
the will.
That, Neeks.
He gonna be in
sacred.
The will.
Don't clip that, Neeks. I'm serious. This is sacred. I don't need this on social media. I'm serious. Don't clip it.
Honeymoon phase is a vibe too, though. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy each other.
When does it end, the honeymoon phase? That's what I need to know. I don't like
this. Break's over.
This is the morning shift.
Shifter Nation. Today you're lucky because we got Fact Nation. Fact Nation. Factuation.
Fact, yeah.
Oh, I like that. You didn't swear, but it sounded like it.
Cheeky.
What are some what the heck? There's no way that's true facts. And I've found some. So, you know. Every now and then, I think we should do facts. People do it too often sometimes, but, you know, the right facts at the right time, every now and then, is a good thing. It'll never grow old in whatever medium. Old media, new media, we're here, baby. Here we go. I've got 10 for you. Let's start.
Ooh.
Do you know that there were only 26 episodes in the original Scooby-Doo?
Wow.
I feel like you would have thought there were hundreds. Only 26.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Or lucky we're just warming up. We're just warming up. What about this one? The last execution by guillotine in France happened the same year Star Wars was released in movie theaters.
Wow.
That wasn't very long ago.
That was the 80s, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't very long ago.
Well,
that's like 40, that's like 40 odd years ago now, you think about it though.
Guillotine, though.
What's
thing,
wrong with
40
odd years
ago? They let
that
thing go.
In my head, it
severed, they severed somebody's limb. Same year Star Wars came out of movie theaters.
Oh, actually, let me double check. Keep going with your facts. I want to know when the first Star Wars came
out. Star Wars, the Force is with you. How did they, like, you know how they made 4, 5, 6 before they made 1, 2, 3? And they had all that better technology. But the bro, those movies, 4, 5, 6...
Right. Mark's got something.
They do something to me. Spiritual.
We weren't far off. 1977,
yeah,
apparently.
Right.
Star Wars.
You think about, it's like medieval times though, right? A guillotine. Like, come on now. France,
horrible.
What are you up to? I don't know why this is amazing, but maybe you guys can tell me because you're so intelligent. There is more hydrogen in 1 gallon of gasoline than there is in 1 gallon of liquid nitrogen. Hydrogen.
Mark, you save us on that one.
Because it's called nitrogen?
Yeah,
I guess would be the only thing for me.
Let's move on.
It's called liquid nitrogen.
By the way, this is incredible. Ancient Egypt lasted so long that ancient Egyptian archaeology was a career in ancient Egypt.
Like that one. I like that one.
Ancient Egypt lasted so long that ancient Egyptian archaeology was a career in ancient Egypt.
Wow.
And they still don't know about the pyramids. Long time, if that's the case.
Also, Cleopatra lived closer to our time than the construction of the pyramids. She. That's amazing. That's crazy. Hey. Bro, Mark, Brooke, they're speechless right now. No words. Just that. I got one for you. I got one for you. This goes to show you how much basketball athletes are. They're not very good. A full-size basketball court.
Oh, wow.
That's
Jordan. There we go.
Hey,
Hendo,
I was waiting for one.
Hendo going to love this. Hendo going to love this.
You him, baby.
A full-size basketball court.
Yeah.
Come on, Jordan. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Can fit inside a soccer penalty box.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't.
No, it can't.
No, it can't.
I got it.
That is wrong.
It can't, bro. Actually, it might.
No, definitely not.
Can a basketball fall?
Yes, it can. I've looked it up.
I will bet your...
And it is true.
Your Cook Islands holiday on this.
He's right. An entire NBA basketball court fits comfortably inside an 18-yard box.
Thank you.
Is it only 18?
Thank you. That's how fit those soccer players are, mate.
Whoo. Damn, you guys must be fit, because I was fit when I was running 18 yards.
Is your mate blowing my tour, Mark?
Damn it, I hate that he did that.
Damn.
Especially on the one that we all took the mickey out of. Damn it.
Damn, y'all are fit. I'm not done. Worms were frozen solid for over 40,000 years in the Siberian permafrost. Then some scientists revived them, so they were actually not dead. They were just resting.
Yeah, you should have stuck with the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, the
okay,
basketball
cool.
one was way better.
Okay.
Let's finish there.
Okay, we can finish there. Psych! I got one more.
Oh, damn it.
Guys, give it to me, okay? Don't fight it. Here we go. Sharks existed before trees did. Before trees, bro? The hell? Are you serious?
I don't even want to fact check that one. I'm too annoyed at the basketball one.
I know, hey. I know.
Basketball one got me good.
Are you telling me that the 18-yard box that sits outside...
That's what I'm thinking too, Mark.
That's a full basketball court? That does not sound right.
You know how tired I used to be at training and I just feel like I was lazy?
You're just running the penalty box. That's it.
Can't be right, Mark.
Yeah. No, you're getting it twisted because, you know, you have the outer court, you have the benches, you have the stadium, so it feels like it's this big thing, but on the court... Think about when you get past the ball, you probably take 6 dribbles and you can shoot a 3-point.
Nah, I was 3 dribbles on the rim. I was 3 dribbles on
exactly.
the rim. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, can I do one? Can I do a fact?
Go on.
I think maybe, Jordan, I've even told you this one before, but people, you might not have heard this one before. Mark, get ready. This is a good one. The original meaning of a deck of cards. All right? So you get 52 cards.
Mm-hmm.
Those 52 cards represent 52 days, 52 weeks in a year. You have 2 colors.
It's not a competition, bro.
2 colors, day and night. You have 4 suits. How many seasons in a year?
4 seasons.
You have 12 court cards. How many months we got in a year?
12.
If we add up each card, ace, 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 2, 2, 3, 7, 8, etc. Go on.
300.
How many days in a year?
365.
No, that's 364.
Oh, whoops.
But guess what?
The Joker.
Joker's in there.
Amazing facts.
Come on, Mark. Come on, baby. No? Okay. Yeah, I thought that was a good one.
See you next month, baby.
This is The Morning Shift.
Shift is one of my favorite part of the show is VUAs, Voice Us Anything. Jordan, what is Voice Us Anything if you've never been here before?
It's an opportunity for for Shift Nation to push the mic, record, send us a recorded message on Messenger or preferably Instagram.
Yep.
If we can accept your message, just say, hey, let me in, I want a voice memo or something. We'll accept it in our requests, and then you're able to do that because we love hearing your voices.
That's it, and nothing's off the card, so it could be something that was happening at your workplace, maybe something you want us to revisit on the show, something you saw online, something on politics.
Funny story.
Anything goes.
And Chemist Warehouse, of course, keep our lights on. They want to also make it a little more extra for you.
Oh, go on.
We've got a $200 voucher to give away.
Oh, snap.
So let's get through our VUAs.
Hey brothers, my wife's giving birth and me to our first child. Do you reckon you could send me a Les Push so I can play it for her on repeat when the time comes, please? Her name is Simone. Happy to fix you boys up for your time. Much love.
Oh, you ain't gotta fix us up nothing, my brother. I'll be doing this for free. Jordan, did she say Simone?
Simone.
Oh, my friend Simone's about to have a baby.
Ooh.
I wonder if it's the same one. If it is the same one, give it energy.
Okay, we're gonna say 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to go Simone, beat, Les Push.
Okay? Do it in the car too, guys.
Here we go. 3, 2,
Simone, Les Push!
Nice.
That was great.
That was great.
Give me some. Clip that. The bro clip that, not next.
So, apparently, I couldn't spell Wednesday. I was always spelling it W-E-N-S-D-A-Y. But according to the people that to the dictionary. That's WEDNESDAY. Like, damn.
Hey,
it's 4:20.
Did he record that at 11:58 p.m. after some personal shenanigans?
Where's the day?
It's sounding hella sexy, my boy. You're sounding hella sexy, my boy.
I'm using this off the back of us talking about how the English language is messed up.
Yeah, it's messed up.
So hard.
Honestly, I still don't understand people that spell shame. Like, mind your business.
Let it go.
Who gives an absolute crap?
Morena, morena, whanau. So this is for Rock, Paper, Scissors. My husband and I are pregnant with our first child. So can you tell us if we're going to have a boy or a girl? We'd love either, but just for a bit of fun. Lose poosh.
That was from Monica Chong.
Oh, let's go.
Monica! How cool.
I love that. I love that.
It was your birthday last week as well. Happy birthday, Monica.
Mm-mm.
Paper, scissors, rock. We can't really paper, scissors, rock that. We don't know, but we can.
So, rock. Brooke, you be boy.
Okay, boy.
And Jordan, you be girl.
Okay. All right. Ready? Here we go. Ready? Brooke, yep. Monica, this is for you. Paper, scissors, rock. Got you. You want a boy.
Brooke wins.
I'm undefeated at this game.
Got a little boy.
Little mama coming on the way.
That's little boy, beautiful. Monica.
And we'll take names. You can go Jordan, Mark, or Brooke. Up to you.
Yes, mama. Call
and
him brother.
And the winner this week of the $200 voucher, I give you Brendan.
Morena, brothers. Just a random thought while I'm driving up to Auckland. When you're online shopping, you want to know exactly what you're getting, right? You either want photos of the exact item you'll be receiving or a very accurate description. Otherwise, you wouldn't send the money. Kapai? How come your hotels get away with it? The room that I booked is never the room that I was looking at in the photos.
Factual.
There should be photos for each and every single room so that I know what I was looking at is where I'll be staying. How come we let hotels get away with it? And I reckon they should have like a pick a room system, like you'll pick a seat for the theatre or for a flight. Should be able to pick your room. Not me showing up, booking the king suite, finding out I'm on the first floor. Brother, why am I not on the top floor? First world problems.
Love that. What a rich guy.
He's got a point though. Never the same.
I think the
a different hotel, mate.
I think the hotel system could get a complete revamp. Like, I feel like it should be like varying prices, and I think it would help businesses. Like, there are a lot of people that just literally want to go and sleep because they're working. They don't want. They're not having a party. They're not doing anything. There should be varying prices. Like, if you're literally just going there to sleep, 70, 80 bucks a night. You know what I mean? At a nice place. Get more people going through there. And then, obviously, if you do have a little drink in that, then you get fined $500 if you like. You know what I mean? Like,
if you like.
If you're having a good party, make it more. I would rather pay, like, $400 for a room, knowing that we're going to have some drinks in that, might be a little bit loud, and not get kicked out, knowing I won't. Obviously, we're not trashing the place, but you know how, like, can you turn the music down, please? Like, no. Turn the music up. I paid $500, lad.
What's the first option these days? If you go to book a holiday, are you going hotel, though, or are you going Airbnb? See, they're already behind the eight ball, because I'm thinking Airbnb
it's
first.
Bad, eh?
And Airbnb. 9 times out of 10, Airbnb's pretty close to the photo. Yeah, you're right with those hotels.
Funny, too, like, there's so many things you could pull people up on the idea that, you know, hang on a sec, this isn't what I paid for. So same with something as simple as like a takeaway burger.
Correct.
Like, you like point at the picture of the burger and you get,
McDonald's every time.
That doesn't look like what I got.
Basketball athletes.
Go back in, try again, kind of thing.
When they get off the plane, they be like, I'm 6'8". They get off the plane, they're 6'5". You need the eye test first. I promise you. That's a thing.
I love that.
Eye test. That's what we need to do, the eye test.
Thank you, everybody, for your VUAs. We encourage you to do it whenever you want. Random thoughts, put it on our messenger, and we will play them out. And thank you, of course, to Chemist Warehouse for the $200 vouchers.
This is The Morning Shift.
The Gaming Shift. With Spawn. Game Arena.
Lomu. Can you get to him?
Welcome on in to another episode of The Gaming Shift, thanks to Spark Game Arena.
Hell yeah! That's right, so this week we had the absolute privilege. I felt like I became a nicer person just talking to this person. The most wholesome streamer, Brox, You may have seen some of his stuff. He's a carver. He's a streamer online, but we caught up with him. He is incredible.
Almost felt like we had a life lesson, eh?
Mm. Like, yeah, not even be funny. Like, he's on.
Even the way he spoke, he had this beautiful tone. So we caught up with him. We'll play that out. And your chance to win a prize, all thanks to Spark Game Arena with the sound Spark, which is a tough one this week. Yeah. All I know is a tough one this week.
You know what? It's an exciting one. The thing that we are giving away today, G923 racing wheel and pedal, which do a little product review on, which we've had set up in the studio for your rally car drivers.
Oh,
your
Formula 1 on that.
They're legit.
Hey, yeah. Hey, boys, let them know who the best driver is. Let them know. Come on, let them know. Hey. Let them know.
And we reveal what our prize will be for next week's giveaway, which is super cool and also set up in our studio so we can talk on that as well. But, of course, we start each week with a gaming headline, and gentlemen, this is one that I know you will love. I saw this story and thought to myself, that is crazy. So,
you're crushing.
Take Two, as in wins NBA 2K lawsuit involving LeBron James's tattoos. So you know how on NBA 2K, NBA 2K, they get the license to, to be able to portray a player. Well, there's been a landmark case in the States at the moment, and Take-Two Interactive have won a case regarding the depictions of LeBron James' tattoos in NBA 2K. Well, James himself was not involved in the case. His tattoo artist, Jimmy Hayden, was. Hayden sued Take-Two by alleging that the use of James' tattoos on his avatar in the game in NBA 2K violated his rights, as he was not compensated despite being the one who inked them onto the basketball player.
Damn, bro. I don't know how you that's definitely a loophole, but how can... That sounds just wrong, because LeBron paid for those services, right? They're on his body.
So LeBron could potentially...
he has okayed a license for him to be used in the game.
Yeah.
So how can an artist come through and say, you know, he doesn't feel compensated for? And I get it, it's America. You can sue for anything. And good on him finding a loophole if he cracks it and gets millions.
Wait, but so he won the case, though?
This is why
he didn't win the case.
This is why being Kiwi's good. We're just too shameful to do something like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's just way too shameful. But, you know, good on him, I guess. But what if, I wonder if LeBron's kind of gone,
wait a minute. There's no way they could have gone through, because that opens up Pandora's box.
Totally.
But it has, hasn't it?
No. So the tattoo artist didn't win. So the game developers take two won. But I did think to myself, if they had won, who done Stephen Adams ink?
Exactly.
Hey?
Oh, it's he's from Wellington.
Yeah.
Tato tattoos.
Yes.
I hope I've said that right.
I was just saying, Stephen Adams is on that game.
Messi, Ronaldo, they're all tatted.
Adams again, eh? It just makes me sad. He's not going to be a tall black. Just makes me sad. But that's all right.
After each headline, we do like to do a little check-in on our gaming week. And
Brooke knows. Look, guys, I'm not proud of it. I was a bully in my gaming chat group.
Boom.
This week.
No, Mark, you wait till you hear this.
What did he do?
And I'm not saying that I would ever condone this. But, you know, when it comes to your brothers, you can push the envelope a little bit. And there was a couple players in our chat group that, you know, I'm seeing experiences of lagging. I'm seeing a lot of us carrying, because, you know, their devices don't seem to be up to par in the heat of the moment when we have 0.3 of a second to get a win. And so I let two guys in my chat know that if you don't get a PS5, in the next few days.
He put a date on it. He's here by Friday.
If you don't get a PS5, they had PS4s. Now, these are hardworking men, by the way, who I know can afford and wouldn't be putting their families out. Okay? I just want to say that in context. But I said, you got 3 days to get a PS5, and if not, you're getting booted from the group.
You're out of the group.
Well, lo and behold, shout out to Klein and Lipo. They now have PS5s, and we don't have to experience lag, and we're getting dubs in a shot.
Mark, it was overnight.
We are getting dubs in a shot, my boy.
There's a lot of nights where we're not getting no dubs in the shot, but it's got better since then.
We're getting new emotes.
Mark,
we're getting
all
new skins.
Skin.
They got V-Bucks in their account now.
We're all on fire, J Balvins. You better watch out for us if you see us. We're four deep. Bam, bang.
That's incredibly cute.
I also want to ask, how much V-Bucks do you have on your Fortnite account at the moment?
I actually haven't checked for some time. I haven't been on Fortnite for a while now. So have you spent some?
Just give us a ballpark figure, because you usually have quite a bit.
A couple of thousand.
Oh, you're poor.
What do you got?
I've got 11,000 V-Bucks.
Did you credit card up.
I clicked the wrong one.
Basically bought the whole thing.
Can I just say, I've got a conspiracy. The way that those, the buttons make that, like, you know, it's
it's
appealing.
Yes.
You just get sucked in, and then I realized I'd picked the wrong one, but I just needed to keep holding the X.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no! So I'm sure there needs to be a case study, some kind of psychology case study on how they make it incredibly difficult not to spend money.
$11,000 is crazy.
All right, coming up next, we get to review the product that we're giving away for our Sound Spark. It is the G923 True Force Racing Wheel and Pedal.
Yes, it is. And guys, right on my lap, you can't see this, or maybe you're watching online. I have the G923. Want to make sure I say this right. Racing wheel and pedals. And guys, this has been a hot topic of conversation here in the studio the last week or so.
It has indeed. Logitech gave it to us, of course, all to do with the gaming month that they have. Month of gaming, Logitech's month of gaming. We get to set it up in the studio and give it
a review.
Do a product review on it and then give it away.
It's been set up since Monday. I will say a lot of us have no idea how to play, but I've won the most games, haven't I?
Wow.
So, no, you admit it.
Okay, you won the most games. I had the quickest time, though. So overall,
yeah, but no one was here. You were here playing by yourself, and then you told us that you got the time. We didn't believe you.
Do you know, I know who's the worst rival is Mark. That's what I do know. Mark, get better at this, okay?
You know what? Trying to drive on a TV is hard. Driving in reality, not so hard. Dirt 4 was the game that we tried it with, Dirt 4, and we had a lot of fun with it. And as we go through, it was pretty easy to install, right?
Yeah,
because you installed it.
Easy enough.
So that's where my strength was. The driving off wasn't so great. I liked the visual appeal. Like, it looks cool. Like, don't get me wrong. And I imagine if you were a massive car, like, if we're putting our hands up in the studio and saying, would you typically go and play a driving game?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I'm the
same.
That was the whole
point, right? Like, once we set that up, it was so much fun. So I can only assume if you already want to buy one of these, you're probably going to buy them. But it's actually, like, it's pretty amazing how fun this was.
It surprised me, Mark, that you always chose the automatic option, but you've been preaching about manual for so long. That surprised me, but hey.
I was just confused how to drive to begin with. Yeah, I had to fold. We've got Amani in studio, a.k.a. Drawzy, a.k.a. You Do Yourself.
What's up, guys? It's Drawzus, Vanquisher of Demons, arch nemesis of Squishy. Four times champion undisputed within the West Auckland Gaming Arena. The humble and handsome Drawzy.
Yes, yes.
Lacking a bit of energy Squishy, today, Amani, but it's all right.
The only one here, Drawzy, that doesn't have an actual driver's license. Yes. No, I didn't want to throw that out there too bluntly.
We're going to teach you.
Yeah, we actually did talk about it. I was thinking, you know, when we were playing on these controllers here, I was like, oh, these feels quite nice. But then the trauma kicked in.
So something like this, like, you know the community a lot better than us. You live it. You breathe it. But from driving perspective, like, how popular are these kinds of things to plug into the consoles? Like, if you're a driving fan, a person who will buy these games nonstop, something like this apparatus from Logitech, the G923 True Force Racing Wheel and Pedal, how important for the setup is this?
Well, actually, they're super important because there's a whole racing scene out there. There's actually a lot of, during COVID, if you remember, there was a lot of NASCAR drivers actually using these controllers or similar race sims so that they could compete while COVID was going on. There's also a race sim community going on. So it's actually super... super needed within that community. One of my mates actually won, I think he's qualified for something. I can't remember what, because when it comes to racing car games, as you know, I don't drive. Yeah. Just heads up, Jordan said that he'll teach me, so it's all good.
We are going to teach him. We've got to get those life skills up too, brother.
Boom, done.
I love that. And each week, of course, you do come on the show and you give us a gaming term.
Yes.
What have you got for us this week?
So I just want to apologize for last week because I let everyone down.
Why?
Because last week, I got the gaming term wrong, which is my thing. How can I be the gaming expert and get that wrong? But I just want to say, maybe it was all planned because the community came together and they were like, it's okay, man. Here's here's some MOBA terms and how they relate to Call of Duty or like FPS games, because I'm a big FPS fan. So it was actually pretty cool. They gave me a full list, so I've got some today. And today we're going to be doing ganking or gank.
Ganking.
That sounds rude. Are you sure, brother?
That sounds rude.
That's a real one. Yeah,
you got to get some trouble here, brother.
That sounds like crazy, bro.
I will say.
Before you give any clues, I just want to know, who is the most likely ganker out of the three of us?
Oh, okay. I feel like it would be Brooke, to be completely honest. I want to say it's, yeah.
I'm ganking? I'm ganking. I'm a ganker.
Yeah, I feel like from what I've heard, I feel like it's definitely Brooke.
Ganging that.
Ganging
pretty already on the mark, nearly there.
Him. That's kind of like him.
It's not that.
Okay.
The weakest link.
It's not that. It's pretty out of it.
Clearly.
It's
the one who just runs off. Who hears combat and goes, yeah, I'm going to take them all on.
That would be like a part of it. But I can tell you guys.
Let us know.
So
though.
Ganking is pretty much the equivalent to third partying or like ambushing someone.
Oh,
yeah.
Mark pretty ganking too, though.
No, I'm not.
We hear a noise. We hear a noise on Fortnite. We over there trying to sniper.
Sometimes we hear the noise. You just see the sign on the TV. We off.
We're skanking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the term.
I love that.
Nice, brother. Yeah, you're spot on. I'm a ganker.
Can I just quickly shout out something that I witnessed in the weekend as well, besides FOMO from missing out on Call of Duty Champs. I know I mentioned them last time that we talked, but Theo, the youngest 250 world Warzone player, recently won in a custom against the best Call of Duty Warzone player in the world. So
the best in the world.
In the world,
isn't he like 13?
Well, he's 13.
Are we allowed to say that? And a shifter.
I think so. And a shifter. So
yes.
What up, baby?
That's gang, bro.
You're one of us, baby.
We gang.
Can we get him on the show?
We've got to get him on the show.
Can we get him on the show?
We can.
Him and his dad need to be in the show. His dad needs to sit on my lap. His son on the lap.
We can do that. If he's beating the best Warzone player,
bro,
come on now.
I'll send a few clips as well so that you guys can see how he performs.
Love that. See him next week.
Sweet.
That's us.
Hey, we were very lucky, as I said before, the most wholesome streamer going around. We caught up with him, and his name is Brox. Here's this team. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a phenom joining us on the show today. One of the best at what he does.
Him.
It says here, the most wholesome streamer, without a doubt, the Bob Ross of carving, and you can't get much better than that. Brox joins us on the show. Welcome, man.
Hey, morning, everyone.
Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, we're going to break down what you do because it's amazing. Yeah. We've been watching you, some of the other people that watch you. You are incredible at what you do, but we have to ask this question first because we ask all our guests, is what's the first game you ever played, bro? And can you remember what console it was on?
Sega Mega Drive, Sonic 1, back in 1994.
Sonic 1!
When I started playing games.
Yeah. I gotta go look this up.
Did you own it, or was it something like, what was the story behind it?
So, my mum saved up for it for my birthday, and that was the first gaming console I ever owned. I had it right up until like halfway through like PlayStation 1 cycle. I was still on those games while everyone was on Jack and
Dexter. Same.
Bro, you take me as the kind of guy too that would clean it or like kept it like in pretty good condition. Were you one of those ones?
Yeah, bro, I never let it go dusty at all.
It's crazy, like growing up, a console present for B-Day was like a core memory, eh?
Bro, my auntie Penny got me mine. I can remember mine. You're right.
The joy you'd get from that was amazing.
Without a doubt. Bro, you're so incredible with what you do, and you have this absolute gift. And guys, if you haven't seen Brox, I encourage you and I implore you to go and watch. But can you just take us back to when this all started for you, why you decided to start streaming? Kind of take us back a little step before we start talking about gaming and everything else.
Oh, okay. So even before the initial like blow up of my stream, I started streaming back in 2017. Yeah. Bro, I was amateur as I straight from the PlayStation 4 right to the TV, and bro, my settings were like Atari. They were pixelated as that one movie you try and watch it. Bro, I was an amateur, but they only lasted like 3 minutes once the view count went up. Too shy.
Yeah, I guess that is getting it takes getting used to, eh? Like when you actually think about how many people are watching, And I think that's the gift about those who are good at streaming is they can hold an audience. But I guess, you know, through what you do, it's kind of your skill set. But what do you enjoy about streaming the most?
More so, like, other than the content itself, it's just, like, meeting people, like, connecting with your audience. I don't really like to call them a community. I rather acknowledge them, like, as my Twitch whānau.
Yeah.
Feels more genuine. Totally. Yeah, I've never really liked the word community, so I've never used it.
But people are always reaching out to... People are always reaching out to you. What's maybe it's what's something that you've been given, or you've actually, because you turn a lot of things down actually, from what I've seen as well.
Yeah,
Or someone that has seen what you do. Like who's someone that's really taken you by storm?
So when I first started, actually one of the biggest streamers that started supporting me from day one, his name's Trainrix. He's a cone of many things. I don't want to say what he does, you know. It's like, he does gambling streams, so I don't really get into that, but yeah, he's been since day dot, he supported me, and like we keep in contact here and there, and right to other individuals that were like CEO of gaming companies.
Oh, wow!
I was like, bro, I was watching you when I was at high school. Yeah, like Nate Shots One, he's a cone of 100 Thieves. He reached out, and a lot of people just genuinely enjoy the stream.
Totally.
Pretty much.
What's something you've turned down? Like maybe one of your mates or whānau, like, bro, what are you doing turning that down? Or like they kind of buzz people out because you're just like, nah.
I think it was a lot of people were trying to donate like thousands of dollars, like straight away. I was like, bro, nah, all good. Like, I'm getting by, we're in lockdown. I think the best thing we can do is just look after ourselves and just, you know, try and enjoy each other's company instead.
Yeah, totally. I honestly, in my mind, I think I'm as humble as you, but I'm not, you know what I mean?
Bro, I see your clip when the Blues won that year and you're running in the car park.
jubilation, brother. Can we just quickly talk about your carving journey? Like, where did you start that, bro? And I guess how did you get better? And because it's so
it
beautiful.
All starts back home in my primary school of Huiaro. So I come from a real rural place called Ruatahuna, and I lived there majority of my life right up until I was 16.
Yeah.
And it was my uncle, bless him, he was the one that had introduced me to Whakaaro at the time, and at the age of 12, and like before we even picked up the tools, he explained the history, what our people went through, and straight from that day, I was like, nah, this is something I should be doing. Totally. Like, because, you know, as Māori kids do, they're really immersed in their culture and makes no difference. I was the same too. And like at the time, I wanted to be a zookeeper.
That's what I wanted to be growing up as well. So, no lies.
If I didn't take this path, I'd probably be working up in Auckland Zoo right now.
Totally.
But yeah, from that day, I was like, nah, this is what I want to do with my life. Like, and just do the best I can. And yeah, I've been going ever since. I'm 32 now, and I'm still doing it.
Bro, you got a beautiful gift. I think the first time I saw you was actually over COVID as well. One of the things about the internet is you're from a small town here in New Zealand, but you can see someone in Korea watching, or you can see someone in South Africa that's tuning in. To anybody who wants to be a gamer or a streamer, what would you say to somebody who's like, no, I actually want to give this a go. This is dope.
Yeah, I think the main thing to do is like, just give it a go. Don't doubt yourself. Like, I think that's the real bad characteristic that we have. Nah, it's all good. But you can't really achieve anything if you don't try it. And that was my mentality back in lockdown. You know, I'll give it a go. Who cares? But I will say, like, don't drop everything and just go fully into streaming.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
get humbled real quick. Yeah, bro.
Hey, Brooks, what Aotearoa is obviously stepping in a big way now into like the gaming and streaming space, somewhere where you're familiar with. And when you see businesses like Spark Game Arena and stuff step in there as well, and it's a place that you're familiar with, and it opens up doors for, I guess, for more opportunities to say, like you said before, like to do or to be what you want to be. Does that kind of thing excite you when you see like, oh, they're taking it seriously now? Like this is like, you know, before, you know, there was not that support, or there weren't, the companies weren't interested.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you can see there's been a, like, momentum shift around that area, especially for, like, rangatahi in this day and age. Come, bro, I'm 32. Mm. We didn't have it as good as they do today. It's cool, like, to see, obviously, all our younger generation are into that kind of stuff. And if it's something they can feed into what they're passionate about, I say go for it. Yeah.
Do you have any tips just quickly? Sorry, bro. Like, I know that sometimes in this space it can kind of be consuming, but you feel like it looks like you kind of got a healthy gauge on it. You know, like maybe you use it when you want to, and then you're like, offline now, back outside or back on the tools. What's some things that you keep in mind for yourself just to stay healthy in this space? Because it's very appealing to have audience, eh? And what we don't often talk about is, you know, what that does up here, and then how it helps us interact, you know, between, you know, kanui te kanui, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, any tips, what helps you?
Is this like numbers wise?
More just like probably mentally. Like, how do you make that distinction?
So normally when I'm live and then I end my day, I just fully log off, like disconnect. Because I feel like you shouldn't be online all day, every day. Can be mentally taxing, and if you don't see any progression in your streams or anything, that'll probably affect up here. I've had some of those days, and I'm like, I'm just gonna turn everything off, go to the park with my kids, and just enjoy the real world.
Totally, that's a really important message to hear,
bro. We quite often have selfish questions on the show, but I'm gonna ask one now. You're a master of your craft when you're on the
not yet.
Us, we watch you and we go, this guy's absolutely incredible. But the world is getting smaller and smaller, right? So you obviously, while you're streaming, you can talk to other people, you can connect with other people. Do you ever use maybe people that you've met or stories that you've heard in what you're doing when you're on the tools?
Or
do you keep it tapu?
Yeah, I don't really use anything from the real world into the pieces that I do. Most of them are commissions for people.
Yeah.
And I always got taught, you know, don't put an ancestor or real life situations into the piece. Mm. It's more for decorative kind of purposes. Like, I might put little characteristics from like something that they do. Like the recent piece I did, the bro's mascot for his stream is a sloth, so I put a little sloth somewhere on the piece, but the rest of it's like moldy demands. Yeah. Like, you get this one little spot, bro, that's it.
That's awesome.
But do you have, like, bro, do you have any on hand right now that you can just show us? I know I'm probably asking a little bit too much, brother.
I'll be honest, bro, I don't. Everyone's going, fuck, I've got any coming. Like, they're all gone. I didn't keep any.
Look at us trying to sneak one in there.
Hard out, bro, just hard out. Have a look.
What about for you, I mean, this is your journey, but what it does for us in Aotearoa and for Māori as well, like, it, you're showcasing something that's so, you know, special to us and as a country. You know, there'll be people that wouldn't even know New Zealand existed before this, wouldn't even know the word Māori before this. And how does that make you feel to know that you are, I guess, showcasing a culture, our culture, on a world stage? And basically, if you don't, you know, if you don't know Twitch, or you don't know, you know, if you're not online, you wouldn't even know. Like, the politicians would be walking past trying to do a bigger job than you, but you're doing it. How does that make you feel?
Just a little bit of, it makes me feel a little bit like a kūmara, not gonna lie. I'm proud that our culture has some form of exposure in the online space. Obviously, with Mata Tini and the groups that travel around the world, there's that exposure.
Yep.
Like face-to-face, but on an online presence, it's cool to see too. And I hope, with that being said, like, all our rangatahi, because I always tell them, like, I always ask them this question, like, what's the biggest advantage you think we have in this world? And they're like, oh, I'm pretty fast, you know, I got this much money. I was like, no, the biggest advantage we have is being Māori, being Indigenous, and that's something that the world doesn't see much of.
Bro, you're absolutely.
That was heavy.
I want to be as humble as you, bro, but there's absolutely. Thank you for taking your time to join us on the show today, bro. You're absolutely incredible at what you do, bro. You're a master of your craft. We think you are, anyway, bro. So thank you for joining us on the show today.
You're the man, bro. Thank you.
Cheer, my bro.
Cheer, brothers.
Woo! Ah, goodies time.
It is indeed.
My good.
Thank you to Logitech. This month is the month of gaming. And you would have heard the review on our G923 True Force racing wheel and pedal.
I'm taking that home, by the way.
Why? How come?
Well, I feel like we've all played it enough, so I'm just going to take it.
No, we're good. You leave that right here, mother.
So we play the Sound Spark each week, and what you got to do is try and identify what that is in the game. And this week, we do have a person online waiting to see if they can win. Welcome into the show, Quaden Silich. How are you, Quaden?
Let's go! I'm absolutely delightful, thank you, boy.
Oh, splendid. He knows he's going to win, eh? He knows he's going to win.
Are you a big gamer, Quaden?
Oh, sure am.
Yeah. What's your game of choice, out of curiosity?
I might lose to him in real life, but I'd give Brooke a hiding on NBA 2K.
Come on!
Bro, you probably get me on the court right now too, but I'll be honest with you, bro, I ain't ever lost on the 6 on 2K, so.
Ooh! Ooh.
Yeah, the walloping coming that way too.
fighting words. All right, Quaden, you're on the show because, of course, you think you know what the sound spark is from last week, so I'm going to play it, and then we're going to give you the chance to answer that. If you do get it right, you win the G923 True Force racing wheel and pedal. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. I've never been more.
Okay,
good luck,
here we
brother.
Go.
Good luck.
Here is the sound we need you to identify.
Damn, I really got no idea what that is.
Up to you, Quaden.
I have a feeling that is a weapon of some sort breaking a box or another breakable object on Diablo 4.
It is!
Hey!
Kobe! The man. Hey, congratulations, Quaden. That G923 True Force racing wheel and pedal is all yours, my friend. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you so much, bros. It was a pleasure.
All good, bro.
My man, bro.
Coming your way. Enjoy, bro. Enjoy. Let's boost.
Hey, we keep it rolling though, baby. We got some more prizes to give away.
We got two of them?
No, you only get to pick one, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So in front of me, I have two masters, the G502 or the G502X Plus. I got a silver and I got a gray silver and I got a black in front. So you get to choose from that. And then also, you can win
this week, a
power play. It's a wireless charging system.
Oh my days.
Mark's rocking it at the moment. That's incredible, huh?
I am. The Logitech do things different. Like they are, as we've heard, they are the Mercedes. This is the Mercedes setup of gaming. It has a pad, the old mouse pad, that actually charges the mouse as it sits on it. So
I noticed you've been getting some things across your desk, Mark.
They don't make it through the door.
Low, but you know, we can share that mouse, can't we?
You guys rocking the apples. How about not? How about not be sheep, huh? Anyways, to win this, all you need to do is identify the sound spark for this week, and it is a great setup, thank you, Logitech. What is this sound and what game does it come from?
Oh my goodness.
I know that one.
You do know that one.
I know that one.
You must know
that one.
You must know it.
Have I said that before? I've said that before.
You know what it is. Once more, for those who didn't hear it, write your comment below. What is the sound and what game does it come from? It was our childhood.
We're our baby.
Finally.
Oh, my goodness. And if you get the answer correct and we select you as our winner.
Goodies your way.
That G52X Plus gaming mouse and that PowerPlay wireless charging system will be yours. Exciting development. Exciting development.
There is an exciting development. We want to give you guys more chance to win some amazing prizes, but also get a bit more involved and kind of get that page popping, our gaming shift page on Facebook. And so what we want to do is we want to give you a chance to kind of vote for the highlight of the week. Mm. For whatever game that you're playing, and it doesn't have to be a flash stream. You could just, you know, film a replay on your phone.
Yes.
And basically send us... We'll figure out what the info exactly is, but we're going to get people to send us their highlights. We'll chuck up the top five that we think for the week, and the one that gets voted the best, you'll have an opportunity to win a great prize too.
Get clipping.
Clip that.
That's us for another week. Thanks again to our mates at Spark Game Arena. Visit their website, spark.co.nz/gaming, and sign up to receive all the gaming updates.
Love you, Spark.
I'm taking this home. I'm going home with this.
This is The Morning Shift. step into the morning shift where we up and left Jordan Biden much room off the power the shift spreading for good vibes through the airways we transmit from New Zealand to the world positivity we commit we wake up the streets
guys that is the show that is your Friday as we always say. Another short week, but
it was.
We'll be back. The kids are back to school next week. We're back into it, baby. Can't wait. Have a good week. Check on your people. Love you guys. Take you on a journey, no matter where you're from. The power of the morning
shift can't be undone. This is the shift. The shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The morning shift.
I'm gonna make him an offer again with you.
The shift.
I love you.
This is the shift.
Got it.
Okay.